Tonight's segment of Don't Damn Me has been preempted by a message to the retail consumers of America.
Good evening. It has been brought to my attention by the Retail Associates of America that the consumers of this great nation of ours are utterly clueless about how to conduct themselves in a retail outlet. So, with some of my compatriots, we have compiled this list for you. For all those who feel the need to thump their systems in the parking lot, please cut that shit out. We don't need you to be representing in the LOT. For real, yo. Swearing at us in frustration will not make us move faster or allow you to get your way. In fact, it will probably make us move slower just to piss you off and make you leave. If you call one of the female cashiers a cunt, prepare to get your ass kicked. There can be only one, and sure as fuck won't be you. The customer is always right. Bullshit. 95% of the time, you are wrong. Those 5% who understand that we have certain ways of doing things around here and know what they are talking about, we will be glad to have you frequenting our store. Those of you who come in acting like you know everything and that you own the place, and then proceed to not do either one, please fuck off and die. While we might make $2 million less than normal due to lack of your presence, it just means that our CEO will not be able to complete his squadron of Learjets until next year. This is a parking lot, not a racetrack nor a garbage dump. Please do not show off your riced out prelude, and please do not drop your garbage where you damn well please. Just because some of us work in the electronics section, it does not mean that we know how to repair everything that contains a transistor. If we did, we sure as hell would not be working in retail. Do not expect any employee to watch your children. We have things that need to get done, and babysitting is not one of them. Leave them with us, and at best we will slap a name tag on them and put them to work in the storeroom. At worst, we'll chuck them in the compactor and go back to work. If an item does not ring up correctly, or if it doesn't ring up at all, do not assume it is the cashier's fault. They are just taught to scan the item, put it in the bag, and give you your change. They are not going out of their way to make your life miserable. If they were, I'm sure they would be more imaginative than making items ring up 30 cents more than they should be. If you are considering purchasing a large item, please bring a vehicle that can carry said item. The box for a large corner computer desk will not fit in the trunk of an Infiniti Q35. If you think you have free rein to open up items to look at them, and then leave it lying all over the shelf, think again. Even if your mother did work here, she'd tell you to clean that shit up. The words, "I'll sue," does not mean a goddamn thing to us. We have more than enough money to make your lawyer our bitch. And even if you do settle out of court with the company, do not feel smug that you got something out of us and think that is hurting us. This decision will not keep us from changing the face of America 37 acres at a time. You are not your fucking khakis. Who put this in here? No, we cannot lower the price of an item just for you. We are in business to make a profit. Not to mention that most of us do not have the power to lower the price on anything. If we attempted it, more than likely our ass would get kicked to the curb. When we say that we are closing, it means hurry the fuck up and get out. We have better things to do than to wait for you to peruse through the magazines at the checkout, let your kids ride the kiddie rides, etc., etc. If you ever ask what time our 24-hour store closes, we will beat the shit out of you. No warning, just a lot of pain. If you're done with your shopping and it is raining outside, go on out to your car for fuck's sake. You're not going to melt, It's better than being bunched up near the doors with other like-minded people like you're part of a herd of cattle. If we're working on Christmas Day, don't you dare tell us it's a crime, oh you poor thing, or some other horse shit. And if you start to describe the Christmas dinner that you and your family will be enjoying, we will grab the nearest blunt object and start hitting you with it. Just because we are working retail, it does not mean that we are either A, stupid, or B, druggies. We have not taken this job for the career path, the benefits, or what other perks our employers try to foist upon us. It's because we have to pay for rent, college, and other things. Not all of us can jump right into our glamour jobs out of high school, so we have to serve bovine American consumers like you until such time. Please keep this in mind. Some of what I've said tonight may surprise you. Some of what I've said tonight may offend you. But of all the things I've said tonight, remember this. There is no sex in the champagne room. If I find out who put this in my speech, they're getting hit repeatedly. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.